Egypt's interim prime minister has signed a new anti-terrorism law banning events related to the country's Muslim Brotherhood movement. The new law bans any reference or participation in events related to the government of the former president, Mohamed Morsi. It also threatens capital punishment and life imprisonment against those who break the law. Since the ouster of Morsi last July, Egyptian authorities have imposed harsh and controversial punishments against Brotherhood supporters. This comes as the interim administration says it has licensed more than 17,000 state-approved clerics to give Friday sermons. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Karim Gumaruddin, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Egyptian capital. Now, Karim, what more details do we have about this new law?
Yes, Waqar, this new law paves the way for the security apparatus and the Egyptian Ministry of Interior to continue its massive crackdown against the supporters of the army deposed president Mohamed Morsi. Back in February, there a court ruling was issued, which has designated the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization, and the cabinet has decided to implement this law and to step up action against the Muslim Brotherhood and its supporters, banning the activities of the group, confiscating the assets of the members, and putting almost all the members of the Muslim Brotherhood behind bars. And many experts believe that these trials and verdicts, one of which has sentenced over 500 supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood to death, these verdicts are deemed by many experts, as I just said, as politicized, and that the Egyptian judiciary is being used as a tool in the hands of the military appointed authorities to continue its crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood and its supporters, rather than being independent. The judiciary is yet again being used as a tool in the hands of the military-appointed authorities to crack down on anti-government protesters that are continuing with their protests and their what they call resistance against who they describe as the coup orchestrators, and that the demonstrators, despite this set of escalatory actions are taken on the part of the military appointed authorities, but they will continue with their street protests, and they are asserting, despite the government designating the Brotherhood as a terrorist organization, but the supporters on the streets are saying that their peacefulness is stronger than the tanks and the weapons used by the security forces to crack down on dissent, and that they are say that the protesters are saying that no matter what kind of actions the government takes against the protesters and the unlawful and wide-scale detentions as well as the mass killings, but they will continue with their protests till the downfall of the military coup, which has ousted the country's first democratically elected president. And this law is expected to cause further tensions and confrontations between the anti-government protesters and the military installed authorities, and this stalemate continues as the country draws nearer towards the presidential elections, and also the candidacy of the former army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is deemed to cause further tensions and divisions in a country that has already been rocked by internal strife since July 3rd last year, when the army deposed former President Mohamed Morsi. Yes, Waqar, over to you.
And Karim, also tell us about these Friday sermons. How are Egyptians feeling about religion being used as a weapon to support this military government, or military installed government, that is?
Well, the steps or the decision by the Ministry of Religious Endowments banning almost 50,000 clerics from giving the Friday sermons and closing the small mosques is reminiscent for many of the Mubarak era repressive practices when notorious state security was focusing on cracking down on the Islamic figures and putting them in jail rather than performing their main role, which is protecting the national security. So many believe that these measures taken against the religious clerics and only allowing state-approved or state-licensed clerics to give the Friday sermons is deemed
as... Okay, Karim, I do apologize, but I will have to interrupt you. I do apologize, but we do, of course, appreciate that update. That was Karim Gowanadine speaking to us live from the Egyptian capital.